We recently received a surprise telephone call from Tim Brown, a Pocahontas County native who graduated from Pocahontas County High School in 1975 and left West Virginia for a 20-year career in the Air Force that same year. Tim now lives in Las Cruces, New Mexico, where he works security at White Sands Missile Range. He was excited to tell our listeners, especially his former classmates at PCHS, about his recent participation in the annual Run for the Wall. Tim talks about the organization behind that event.
Run for the Wall was started in 1989 as an effort by James Gregory and Bill Evans. They were a couple of Vietnam veterans who traveled across the heartland of America on motorcycles, talking to local radio, TV, newspapers about the fact that we had thousands of men and women still unaccounted for from all of our wars. The need for this awareness continues today, and we continue this tradition every May. We don't give political speeches or stage demonstrations. Run for the Wall gets its message to the public by riding through the United States. We obey traffic laws and treat all citizens with dignity and respect. Our goals are to guide the participants across America and to educate future generations as to the importance of accountability in wartime actions, emphasizing that no one should be left behind.
Tim explains that there is an even deeper meaning to this.
But the issue of public awareness is only part of the benefits of the Run for the Wall. We also give Vietnam veterans and all veterans the opportunity to get their welcome home and start their healing process. Everyone has fought or has friends or loved ones who have fought in a war, and each has their own issue from their experiences. The welcome home, the buddies lost, or just trying to accept the coming home alive. Whatever they've been missing can be found in the Run for the Wall family. They can finally start settling issues that have been put away for too long. What we do is we promote healing among all veterans and their families and friends and call for the accounting of all prisoners of war and those missing in action, POW and MIA, to honor the memory of those killed in action from all wars and to support our military personnel all over the world. We strive to maintain a safe, supportive, and private atmosphere in which each participant can reflect and heal during their journey to the Vietnam Memorial in Washington, D.C., and in the hope that each can return home to a new beginning.
Tim shares with us how he got involved.
Run for the Wall for me started in 2015 as the first vice commander of Post 10, Joe Quisenberry, in Las Cruces, New Mexico, where I first encountered Run for the Wall. Didn't have a bike then, but I told them, I'll run with you next year. And in 2016 was my, what we call an FNG year, or the fun new guy or fun new girl year. I said, what the heck, let me go ahead and go all the way. I rode from Las Cruces, New Mexico to Ontario, California. And from Ontario, California, I rode across this great nation all the way to Washington, D.C., where I experienced some wonderful people and wonderful events. This year, I volunteered as the staging team, where I actually go ahead of the pack. We have three routes, a southern route, a central route, and a midway route. I took the southern route. The central route is the original route. It stops here in Lewisburg, West Virginia. Its hometown is Raynell. I had the honor this year of being able to have a wreath laying ceremony in Mississippi at the State Veterans Cemetery. It was a very emotional event for me. The Run for the Wall is also an opportunity for me to come back home and visit and share this story with everyone.
To learn more, go to www.rftw.us. Tim Brown leaves us with this greeting.
I just want to say hello to all my friends and my relatives here in Pocahontas County and to all my classmates of 1975. God be with you.
Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.